It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast, the Ministry of Torso. We're glad to be with you this morning. We were not able to be on yesterday, and from time to time, we may have to let you know that we might have to take a break here or there based on things happening in the ministry. But for the most part, brothers and sisters, 365 days a year, for the most part, we are on worshiping the Lord together. So we're just glad to be with you today. The Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalms 122, verse 1, and this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 138, I believe that's verse 2. So God is good. Let's have prayer together. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to worship you. We pray that you will bless us, that your Holy Spirit will fill us, and we thank you for all that you have done for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, my brothers and sisters, it's time now for us to have our opening song. That is, I Will Trust. Sorry, it's about time for the coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about time.
Amen. Let's pray, brothers and sisters. Dear Father in heaven, as we come before you this morning, we come with praise and thanksgiving on our lips. We give you glory and honor. Words cannot express the level, the magnitude of praise to which you are due. But we with feeble lips do give our attempt to praise you and adore you and thank you and extol your greatness and majesty and your mercy, which endures forever. Bless us now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we've been studying prior to our little break. We studied about Jacob and how Jacob saw the ladder that came from earth to heaven. That ladder represented Christ, but it showed God on top of the ladder and the ladder coming all the way down to the earth where Jacob was laying with the rocks as his pillow, showing that God is able to do anything because he is the supreme God. So he shows himself as the angels at his beck and call, coming and going, himself in a position of extreme and highest authority. That was necessary. So because Jacob needed to believe that he is, that means that God is able. You see, he is the third person of the phrase, I am. That's in Exodus. God used that phrase when he wanted Israel to know that he could do anything. So he didn't put anything after I am, because anything you add to I am is limiting. As soon as I say I am Shalom, then I can't be Johnny. Okay. So even if he said, I am God in that scenario, they might not have understood that. So if they thought, well, they needed more of a protector than a God, or they needed more of a friend than a God, whatever, God said, listen, I'm just letting you know everything you need, I am. And so now we take a break because God is, and that is the first part of faith. We must believe that he is, according to Hebrews 11:6. It says, for without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Then it goes on to say, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We'll deal with that on tomorrow. But the point being made is God had already shown Jacob that he was powerful. Why did Jacob need to know that? Because he had lied and deceived his father for the birthright, which God already said would be his. And so sometimes we are deceived, brothers and sisters, by the devil into thinking that the end justifies the means. Since I'm supposed to get the birthright in the end, it's all right if I lie. It's all right if I put animal hair on my skin to make it seem like I'm Esau. It's all right if I give my father a little wine to distort his judgment so I can get that blessing. And so, my brothers and sisters, Jacob knew he had sinned and he was repentant, but it was complicated. Speaking of being complicated, that's our topic today, when family life is complicated. And the reason why we are going over this is because many of you listening have complicated lives. You haven't done everything right. Sometimes you've got addictions, you've got problems, you've got challenging relationships, you've got children. And you're challenged in how you've raised them and how they responded to you raising them, even if you did things right most of the time. Brothers and sisters, we have complicated lives. And so sometimes we think that God can't use us because our lives, particularly our family lives, are complicated. So God put Genesis 29 through 31 in the Bible so we can see he can even use a family with a complicated history, with complicated lives. I'd like to draw your attention to Romans chapter 15, verse 4. It says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime, in the Bible that means, were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So God has given us these stories about even failures and mess ups in people's lives so that we might have patience and comfort from these scriptures, giving us hope that if God can use this complicated family to do a great work for him, then he can surely use your complications and your problems. You know, you've got children gone astray. We've got people with mental illness. We've got infidelity. We've got lying, stealing, cheating. We've got all kind of problems in our families, brothers and sisters, arguing, fussing, fighting. we're saying, Lord, you surely can't use us. Now, God wants us to get it right, and he will help you, but I am here to tell you that it said, as I said, and whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. There's a companion scripture in 1 Corinthians 10:11. It says, now all these things happened unto them for examples. Now all these things happened unto them for in samples, and they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. So, brothers and sisters, these verses are written in the Bible for us that we might understand that God is able even to help us when situations are complicated. Okay, let's read on. We're reading Genesis 29 through 31, listening for complications in the family life of Jacob. Then Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east, and he looked, and behold, a well in the field. And lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And thither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth upon his plate, in his place. And Jacob said unto them, my brethren, whence be ye? And they said, of Haran are we. And he said unto them, know ye Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, we know him. Now Jacob had already just left, and he had journeyed away from Esau, who was trying to kill him. So that's the setting that we're in. So he's realizing he's close to his brethren. His father's was really his mother's brother. Rebekah's brother was Laban. And he said unto them, is he well? And they said, he is well. And behold, Rachel, his daughter, cometh with the sheep. And he said, lo, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water ye the sheep, and go and feed them. And they said, we cannot, until all the flocks be gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we can water the sheep. And while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. So I don't know. They said, we can't do it until the stone is rolled. So maybe Jacob was strong and he could roll that stone back. I'm not so sure what the Bible is telling us, but it is very obvious that he is doing a kind gesture toward Rachel and rolling back the stone and making sure her sheep are watered. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and that he was Rebekah's son, and she ran and told her father. And it came to pass, when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his house, and he told Laban all these things. And Laban said unto him, surely thou art bone of my flesh, and he abode with him the space of a month. And Laban said unto Jacob, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. Brothers and sisters, when you love somebody, you're willing to make any reasonable sacrifice. And when I say reasonable sacrifice, you're able to make a great sacrifice, but the sacrifice will be a godly sacrifice. That would be a better word. You're willing to make any godly sacrifice. You know, when a man loves a woman, he will do interesting things, making sacrifices, showing that he loves her, and that's a beautiful concept, brothers and sisters. And so Jacob was willing to serve 7 years in order to have Rachel. And so that shows us that, you know, even in our complicated lives, we didn't do everything right, but we didn't do everything wrong either. And so we see here Jacob willing to work 7 years. You know, some people meet each other and they're actually committing fornication on the first date. Can't wait, because sensuality is just the sin of the age. And I'm here to tell you there's one thing that's even better. than that act, brothers and sisters. It's a relationship with Christ, a walk with Christ. When you get to know Christ, it's better than food and passion. I'm here to tell you that God is good. And so Jacob wasn't rushing. He would work hard. And watch this. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had for her. You see that, brothers and sisters? That's true love. And God wants to put that love in us. If you've never experienced that love, you can ask God for it. Notice what the Bible says. It says the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is who puts that love in your heart, your love for God and the love of God for other people. And it has different forms. The love that I have for my wife is different than the love I have for all my sisters in Christ, okay? And the love she has for me is different than the love she has for her brothers in Christ. But the bottom line is the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And so, friends, we just need more of the Holy Spirit, and he will put the love in us that we need to have, even for those who are hard to love. And Laban gathered together all the men. So let me go back to verse 21. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. Now, obviously, brothers and sisters, they must have had some customs, and of course they didn't have electricity. So it was probably the custom that maybe she wore a veil and she went into the tent with him and was unveiled and undressed and so on and so forth. And let's see what happened next. So, and Laban gave unto his daughter Leah. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him. And he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for an handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Did I not serve thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? So we're talking about complicated lives. Your own father-in-law is going to lie to you. And when you go in and make love to some woman, it's not even the woman that you work for 7 years. Brothers and sisters, that's enough to cause some people to commit murder. But, you know, God doesn't want us to respond that way. But we're just talking about complicated lives. You've got deception from the onset with your father-in-law. Complicated lives. Some of us may not get along with our in-laws. Complicated lives. Complicated family. But God is going to use this family. And Laban said, it must not be so in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. So he should have said that in the first place, don't you think? Fulfill her week. And we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve me yet 7 other years. Now, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. What Jacob should have done is he should have followed the principle that God dealt with Adam and Eve. God didn't give Adam, Eve, Barbie, Susie, Mary. It was just Adam and Eve. And it wasn't Adam and Steve. It was Adam and Eve. And so that is God's holy plan. And anything besides that plan is a perversion, and it does not bring happiness. People can look happy. They can smile. They can make money. They can have nice things. But when you are outside of God's perfect will, there is no happiness, brothers and sisters. The Bible says, there's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked, Isaiah 48:22, and Proverbs 13:15, it says, the way of transgressors is hard. But yet Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And so I am here to tell you that it's always better to serve the Lord. Life will go easier. You'll have less pain. You'll have less problems. You'll have less complications. So Jacob did not have to do it. He said, no, he could have held Laban to that, and even though he had gone into Leah, that was a deception. Leah played a role in that deception. Jacob was not responsible. And even if she had borne a child, Laban should have helped raise that child because he participated in the deception. That's what Jacob should have done. Okay? All right. Fulfill her week, and give. I will give thee also for the service which thou shalt serve me yet 7 other years. And Jacob did so and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. So basically, now I don't know that he had to work another 7 before Rachel became his wife. I think that from what I'm reading, he worked 7 for Rachel. Laban gave him Leah. He rebuked Laban. Laban contracted with him for another 7, and then Rachel immediately became his wife. That's what I believe is happening here. I don't think he had to be with Leah for 7 whole years and not touch Rachel, who he loved. And then, you know, that's what I'm reading. That's what I believe. And when the Lord saw that Leah was, okay, and he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served him yet 7 years, other years. So that's what I'm saying. They had already become husband and wife, but he still had to serve another 7 years. Now, brothers and sisters, again, what Jacob should have done, you can't love 2 women equally. You can't. You can't love 2 men equally in that way. And God doesn't want you to love 2 women or 2 men equally, and that's why it just doesn't work. You know, you have all this perversion, and you have, they have, I think they have a new name for it, poly something, whatever, where, you know, there's supposed to be a relationship between 3 people that is a committed relationship. It cannot work, brothers and sisters. It is not God's plan. And, you know, if you have 3, unless they're all 3, it's a perversion anyway you look at it, because if it's 3 and they're all the same sex, that's a perverted situation, because it's more than 2 and they would all be of the same gender. That's a perversion. And if there is one that is of the, if there's a heterosexual and then one of either of the sex, it's still a partly homosexual type of a situation. That's perverted. And it's perverted again because it's 3. But the point is, brothers and sisters, Jacob was in this love triangle. And you cannot do that. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. They had complicated lives. Yet God used Jacob. Jacob is the father of the 12 men that became the tribes of Israel and the whole nation of Israel. Complicated lives, brothers and sisters. That's what we're seeing here. And I'm just trying to show you the level of complication so that you realize that there's hope for you, because your life might be complicated, okay? And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord will look upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Ladies, gentlemen, husbands, wives aren't going to love you just because of the fact that you bear them children. That's not what's going to make them love you. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And you see that happening all around the world. Women just want to have a baby, because if they have a baby by a certain person, they believe that man will love them. And sometimes gentlemen want to have a child to say they have a child, but that doesn't necessarily bring peace and joy and love between him and the female. And he conceived again and bare, and she conceived again and bare a son, and said, because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, that he hath therefore given me this son also. So she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bare a son. Now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore his name was called Levi. And she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and left bearing. Name means that for a while she stopped bearing children. Verse chapter 30, when Rachel saw that she gave Jacob no children, we're talking about complicated lives, Rachel envied her sister, see, complicated, and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die. Now, she blamed him, and it was not him, it was her. Obviously, Jacob could have children, because that just shows you the level of complication, brothers and sisters. You know, it's very obvious that it was her body that was having the challenge, but she was angry with her husband. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, am I God in God's stead, who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? And she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear up on my knees, that I may also have children by her. Complicated lives. So now Jacob got 3 women that he's involved with. And Bilhah is the maid of Rachel, and she wants her maid to have the child so she could be as though like a surrogate mother. And she gave him Bilhah, her maid, to wife, and Jacob went in unto her, and Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, God hath judged me, and hath also heard my voice, and hath given me a son. Therefore she called his name Dan. Now look and see what kind of relationship she's now going to have with Bilhah. Doesn't mention anything, but it can't be all that positive. That's Bilhah's baby, but Rachel's calling it her baby. Complicated lives, brothers and sisters. And Rachel said, God hath judged me. We read that already. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again and bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, with great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali. And when Leah saw that she had left bearing, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave Jacob to wife. That's a fourth woman in the mix. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son. And Leah said, a troop cometh, and she called his name Gad. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a second son, and Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed, and she called his name Asher. And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them unto his mother Leah. And Rachel said unto Leah, give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandrakes. And she said unto her, is it a small matter that thou hast taken my husband? And wouldst thou also take away my son's mandrakes also? You see, now think about the complications here. Leah participated in a deception. Jacob wanted Rachel. She participated in a deception. Now that Rachel is saying, can I have some of your son's mandrakes? She said, you took my husband. You took my husband. And no, she was the one who deceived Jacob to be the wife. You see, complicated lives, brothers and sisters. Your lives aren't even as complicated as this mess. And yet, if God can use them, he can use you. Now, he wants you to repent and get your life right and to start following his principles as best you can. Pray about all the complications and how to deal with them, because the complications don't just affect you. They affect your children. They affect your husband, your wife, other people in your family. You know what the complications are. God does as well, and he can help you through those complications. And Jacob came out of the field in the evening. Okay, she said unto her, it is a small matter that thou hast taken my husband, and that thou wouldst take my son's mandrakes also. And Rachel said, therefore he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes. So say, okay, I'll compromise. Give me the mandrakes, and he can be at your house tonight. Okay? And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, thou must come in unto me, for surely I have hired thee with my son's mandrakes. And he lay with her that night. Complicated lives, brothers and sisters. And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob the fifth son. And Leah said, God hath given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband, and she called his name Issachar. Leah conceived again and bare Jacob the sixth son. Leah said, God hath endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons. And she called his name Zebulun. And afterwards she bare a daughter and called her name Dinah. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened unto her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bare a son and said, God hath taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph and said, the Lord shall add to me another son. And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said to Laban, send me away that I may go unto mine own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done thee. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. Now that's a powerful thing, because Jacob, even with all his complications, was striving to live his life in the way that the Lord would have it. So brothers and sisters, even with your complicated life, you can still serve God. Just do the best you have with what you can have control over. You know, Jacob was allowed by God to have these four wives. That is because of a principle in the Bible that we call progressive revelation. You see, God allowed some things that were not his perfect will. He allowed, but it was his permissive will. But as we get closer and closer to the second coming, those things that were permitted, which were not best, you see one by one God reversing that permission. For example, in the Old Testament, they could get rid of their wives for any reason, but Jesus, because of progressive revelation. But Jesus let it be known, God is not allowing that anymore. We're getting closer to the kingdom. Now, if there is not adultery, there cannot be a remarriage, okay? Only adultery allows for a remarriage. But brothers and sisters, you know, some of us have had complicated lives, and God is still with us even in those complications. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. Jacob was blessed because he was still striving to be righteous. Made some mistakes, repented along the way, but he was still striving to be righteous. And because of that, God blessed the work of his hands. You see, when you do what is right, what's in your hand will prosper. So if you are not prospering, it doesn't always mean you're rich, okay? But you will be able to function and prosper, and that work of your hands will be blessed. And so if it's not, search your heart, ask God. That's what Psalms 139, 23, and 24 is all about. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Psalms 26, verse 3, I believe, says, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. That means test me. Try my reins and my heart, for thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. So we should ask God to examine us, to show us ourselves, to show us the areas where we need to come up higher. And he will. And he will give you the strength, my brothers and sisters, to be a better person. And so that's what this is all about. So Jacob was told by Laban, look, God has blessed me because of you. Think about Joseph later on in life. Everything he touched turned to gold. In Potiphar's house, it turned to gold. When he went to prison, it turned to gold. Prime minister, everything turned to gold. So, brothers and sisters, when you place yourself in God's hands, no matter what situation you're in, you will prosper, and the people around you will see that God is with you, and that's the beautiful thing. You cannot argue with success. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. And he said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. And he said unto him, thou knowest how I have served thee, and how thy cattle was with me. For it was little which thou hadst before I came, and now it is increased unto a multitude. And the Lord hath blessed thee since my coming. And now when shall I provide for mine own house also? And he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. And I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that it shall be counted stolen with me. And Laban said, behold, I would it might be according to thy word. He removed that day the he-goats that were ring-strength and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he said, 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flock. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of hazel and chestnut tree, and piled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had piled before the flocks in the gutters and the watering troughs when the flock came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flock, so he, Jacob, got a potion together to make the animals conceive, to go in heat, so that they would, that would do. And Jacob did separate the lambs. He set the faces of the flocks toward the ring strength and all the brown of the flock of Laban. And he put his own flock by themselves and put them not unto Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in. So the feebler were Laban's, and the stronger were Jacob's. Now, this is somewhat, I think, manipulation, but at the same time, you have to understand, Jacob worked 7 years. And I'm not excusing this. This is just, sin has its way of bearing its own consequences, okay? There are consequences to sin. And so it was natural for Jacob to want, after the lie that was told, and he had to work another 7 years for Rachel, and we're going to learn that his wages got changed 10 times, you know, that he wanted to make sure that he got what was due him, okay? And so he went and took care of it himself by putting a potion together that would cause him to conceive. So when he got a, and then when he would get a strong cattle, and it would make them have the coloration that would be his, differentiated from Laban's, okay? But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in. So the feeble were Laban's and the stronger Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle and maid servants and men servants and camels and asses. So now we move to chapter 31 as we continue looking at complicated lives. And he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. Complicated lives. You know, you're starting to look at your father-in-law, he's looking at you funny, and you realize, hey, I better go. Complicated lives. And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock. And he said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not toward me as before, but the God of my fathers hath been with me. And you know that with all my power I have served your father, and your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God suffered him not to hurt me. If he said thus, the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckled. If he said, thus the ring strength shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ring strength. See, so Jacob, Laban was switching it back and forth. Okay, if he saw more strong ring shanks or striped cattle, he would say, okay, all the cattle that's ring strength is mine and all the others are yours. So then Jacob knew how to switch the mandrakes in the trough so that it would switch it up for him, okay? And he said, thus, the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckled. And if he said, thus, the ring strength shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ring strength. Thus, God had taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. And it came to pass. So I believe God was in it. I believe he played a role in it also. But it was the consequences of Laban's deception. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived that I lifted up mine eyes and I saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring strength, speckled and bristled. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now thine eyes and see, all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring strength, speckled and bristled, for I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. So I believe that, yes, Jacob played a role in it, but God then also had the male animals that would be more favorable to Jacob's, what's the word I want to use? His, not his money, but his property, because that's what the animals were, his flock. God intervened as well. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, is there yet any portion of inheritance for us in our father's house? In other words, our father deceived us too. Are we not counted of him strangers? For he hath sold us and hath quite devoured also our money. For all the riches which God hath given from our father, that is ours and our children's. Now then, whatsoever God hath said unto thee, do. In other words, Laban didn't do right by his daughters either, and so they recognized that. Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels, and he carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting, which he had gotten, Padan Aram, for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. So even though Laban was a man of God, or supposed to be a man of God, he had idolatry. Now remember, it was that area where Abraham came from. So Abraham, this tells us why Abraham had to leave his family, because even though they claimed to serve God, they were still dibbling and dabbling in a little idolatry. And God needed Abraham to be totally free from that influence, okay? And so Laban had some idols, and Rachel stole them because he had not done right by her, and he had squandered her dowry, whatever it was. So, and Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled, so that he fled with all that he had and rose up and passed over the river and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled, and he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey, and they overtook him in Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said unto him, take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mount of Gilead. And Laban said unto Jacob, what hast thou done that thou hast stolen away unawares unto me and carried away my daughters as captives taken with the sword? That's not true. Wherefore didst thou flee away secretly and steal away from me, and didst not tell me, that I might have sent thee away with myrrh, and with songs, with tabrets, and with harp? That wouldn't have happened. And hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and daughters, that thou hast done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. And now, though thou wouldst needs be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? And Jacob answered and said to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, peradventure thou wouldest take by force thy daughters from me. With whomsoever thou findest thy gods, let him not live before our brethren discern thou what is thine with me, and take it thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went unto Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents, but he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and set up on them, and Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. And she said unto her father, let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise before thee, for the custom of the women is upon me. And I searched, and he searched, but found not the images. So she lied and basically said she was on her monthly cycle to excuse her from standing, but she was sitting on the images. And Jacob was wroth and showed with Laban. And Jacob answered and said unto Laban, what is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found in all thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both. This 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto thee, I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, wherefore whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was in the day of the drought, the drought consumed me, the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters and 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God hath seen my affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesternight. And Laban answered and said unto him, These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that thou seest is mine. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their children which they have borne? Now therefore come, thou, let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee. And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said unto his brethren, Gather stones. And they took stones and made an heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called it Jegar Sadahutha, but Jacob called it Galeed. And Laban said, This heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Therefore was the name of it called Galeed. And Mizpah, for he said, The Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent one from another. So that's where that famous phrase comes from. Sometimes we say that in churches. At the end of a service, the Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent one from another. Amen, is what we say. A lot of us don't realize what that means. That basically means that God is watching. God is watching you. God is watching me. If I do something to hurt you, God will see it. If you do something to hurt me, God will see it. And so we acknowledge that God is the sovereign between us and we are his subjects. So that means you don't have to try to control somebody. The Lord will watch between you and that person while you're absent. Some men are so concerned as we are in these complicated lives about where their wives are. Some women are so concerned in this complicated life about where their husbands are. You understand, the Lord will watch between you and them, him or you and her, while you're absent one from another. They will have to answer to God for what they do. So stop worrying. Stop. Just pray. And stop being jealous. And Mizpah, for he said, The Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent one from another. Verse 50, If thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take other wives besides my daughters, no man is with us. See, God is witness. No man is with us. See, God is witness between me and thee. That's what that means, friends. That's how we know that's what that means. God will seize. God sees all, and he will deal with people. And Laban said to Jacob, Behold this heap, and behold this pillar, which I have cast betwixt me and thee. This heap be witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm. The God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge betwixt us. And Jacob sware by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered sacrifice upon the mountain, called his brethren to eat bread, and they did eat bread, and tarried all night in the mount. And early in the morning Laban rose up and kissed his sons and daughters and blessed them, and Laban departed and returned unto his place. So, my brothers and sisters, what are the complications in your life? Is there adultery? Is there homosexuality in your family? Is there lying, stealing, cheating, drug addiction, whatever it is. God gave you this story, a man with four wives who wasn't supposed to have four, and there are more complications that will come further on because the sons were eventually jealous of Joseph, and there was favoritism of Joseph. Whatever your complications are, just know that God can use your family. And God, now, for whatsoever things were written aforetime, those things in the Bible, are written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. If God allowed this complicated family to be the ones that would bring Christ into the world, surely he can use your complicated family. And then the Bible says, Now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our learning upon whom the ends of the world are come. It's even for us in the last days. So, friends, don't be discouraged when there's complications in your life, troubles, trials, temptations. Put your trust in God. God can use you. He can use your messed up life. He can correct it and bless others through you. Bless you. Amen. Father, thank you very much for this day. Thank you for showing us that you bless complicated lives. We pray that you would keep us until tomorrow, that we will be found faithful unto thee. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God is good, brothers and sisters. It's time now for us to transition to, well, we're not going to transition. We're just going to close out the broadcast at this time based on the time that we have here. And so I'm just going to just end with a word of prayer. Father, bless us as we close out. We thank you for your names, honor, and glory. We thank you for just blessing us in the name of Jesus with our complicated lives. Amen. Would like to, before we close out, just do a roll call. We have Indiana. We have South Carolina. We have Georgia. On Facebook, we also have a dear individual who I'm not familiar with. And a couple of people, actually, but God bless both of you. Thank you for joining us. And then on the call, we have Ohio, Maryland. We have Alabama. We have, got to check this area code. Not familiar with it, but welcome. Okay, so that area code is 4. Okay, that's Pennsylvania. Welcome. Praise God. All right, we have Maryland. We have Delaware. Praise God. So we have Maryland and then 4 from Delaware. Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4. We have New Jersey. We have Iowa and we have Georgia. So thank you all for joining us. We welcome you. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God will open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
I will trust in the Lord. I will worship the Lord.